This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Big games, big events. Always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up at 4, we'll be joined by Todd McShay. Talk a little Eagles draft. And right after Tornado Shapiro, more fuel to the Eagles trading to 4 rumor from Boston. More fuel. But
did they not just hear Ike?
I don't know if they did. But joining us now, a guy who proclaims himself to be the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, one Tornado Shapiro.
The beautiful holiday weekend could spring actually be here to stay. Well, I guess we'll find out after a proper introduction. Excited to see Zach Wheeler back on the good foot. Of course, we're going to be down the ballpark. No hot dogs at the ballpark tonight, friends. It's Good Friday. You got to try. It's time to fry some fish. Bring on the Marlins or any other fish options from South Florida. You know, I work down there at 92.7 FM, WWWSKNK, The Scent. Yeah, we had a weather gal named Sally Sunshine. She opened up a little place on the beach, Spike. Her fish taco was out of this world.
Oh, God.
No.
Sally was like the old Kellis milkshake song. Sally's taco brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
All right, okay. What are you talking about? I get it.
And that's just Sally. We also hung out at Connie's Clam Bar, nice fat hunk of clam on the half shell, Clam's Casino.
Clam's Casino.
She'd throw that clam on anything and make it taste like chicken from under the sea. Closed on Tuesdays, even Connie needs a day off.
Closed on Tuesdays.
And if you're a little more blue collar, you're going to try, go walk down to the dock for $8. You can try Fiona's Fish Fry. Fiona loves to force her crab cakes on you. And then you can try Tracy's Crab Trap, Candy's Cod Sandwich, Terry's Tuna Melt.
Okay.
Don't get stuck down at Granny's Grouper. Ike? Have you ever had Granny's Grouper? Might be too much Old Bay for you guys.
All right. The game's not even in Florida. It's in Philly. It's a home game. They're playing in Philadelphia, Tornado.
Well, last time the Marlins were in town, I took them up to Fisher's Seafood on Street Road. It was me, Ike, Trader Jack McGune, Dontrell Willis, and Michael Barkan, and Giancarlo Stanton. Now, we called him Mike back then. And Dontrell was wearing his signature jaunty hat, doing his crazy wind-up, started breakdancing. Barkhan was beatboxing next to Dontrell. Now, Trader Jack, he didn't go in for that. He gets up from his lunch and traded Dontrell on the spot for two 60-year-olds and a 70-year-old to be named later. But only about 2 hours later. You couldn't wait too long there. Jack had a thing for cougars and dinosaurs.
All right. It sounds like you do have a bit of a history with the Marlins, then.
Well, I spent some time down in Miami. One time was me, Ike, Ricky Ricardo, Johnny Ola, Vicente Padilla, and Sonny Crockett.
That's not even a real guy.
Ricky slipped off into the coat room with a weather guy by the name of Spicy Sanchez. 2 minutes later, Ricky came back with a face full of red. Turns out Spicy had laughed at his little Havana. And to this day, Gloria Estefan music is banned from the Tasty Cake studio late at night. See, Ricky gets triggered, and the little guy can't handle it.
Okay.
Tonight, low of 58, 2% chance of precip, winds out of the southwest, 15 miles an hour, but fragrant.
Well, it is a holiday weekend.
I remember the last Easter Egg Hunt at Veterans Stadium with myself.
Sure you do.
Riel Cormier, Ricky Ledain, Santo Traficante, and a weather girl by the name of Patty Cottontail. Patty whispered to me if I put my jelly beans in her basket, she would show me her peeps. That was an Easter miracle. Well, not so much. I reached into her basket. All I came away was a fistful of Easter grass.
Okay, we're done. We're done. Give the weather forecast. We're
tomorrow,
done.
Mostly cloudy but hot. All the way up to 82 degrees. Sunday, fun day, more clouds, but still mild for the Easter parade on South Street with the best dressed baby contest. The Phillies plan to enter Alec Boehm. At least they can win something this weekend. Come on. He'll be in the Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it. There you go, Jack Spritz. Lyrics from Irving Berlin to Milkshake by Kellis. It's one report. Come on. If covering some ground, wear your bonnet and bring an umbrella. 50-50 shot of rain on Sunday. Rain or sun, definitely you're going to get one or the other. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Take a mental break. You could use it. Music, please. It's Tornado.
All right. Okay. Poor guy at some point is going to get his music, ooh, his Lord. Outro music. Mm-hmm. That was. That one was. That one was on the edge. So before Tornado,
yes.
I mentioned there was a little more. So our first rumor with the A.J. Brown.
Oh, Ike is not thrilled.
Yeah. Our A.J. Brown into the top 10 thing came from Howard Eskin saying that the yes. Eagles had explored a top 10 trade for A.J. Brown. This coming from Nick Stevens at WEEI, right? It was from Fitzy or whatever.
Fitzy.
Yeah. Here's what he said about it.
Earlier today, a little birdie with some really good intelligence, a well-sourced phone call, came to me to offer this possible scenario. If somebody that we wanted the Patriots to select very badly, Abdul Carter, were to fall to fourth, and I know this scenario is slightly unlikely, if he were to fall at fourth overall, how would you feel about a certain team that recently won the Super Bowl calling up your New England Patriots in desperation and want of Abdul Carter and offering a certain wide receiver who has admitted that he loves New England and would love to play for the Patriots and possibly more selections in a blockbuster draft day trade? That's right. I got a call earlier today saying that the Philadelphia Eagles really, really, really want Abdul Carter, and that they would consider, or rather are planning, to call your New England Patriots on draft day, if Carter falls to four, to see if Mike Vrabel would like a reunion with A.J. Brown and possibly more draft selections and compensation to come.
Okay, that coming from our
possibly.
Sister... Yeah, that coming from our sister station, WEEI, in Boston. Well, that's two. That's two. One was general, top ten. We supposed yesterday when we were talking about it, four with the Patriots. It's not the first time we've heard the Patriots connected to A.J. Brown, as Fitzy said there. Mm-hmm. Mike Vrabel even mentioned it on their radio station. I don't know, man. It just feels
well,
like it could happen.
First of all, he
happen.
Has to.
I'm not saying it will. Abdul Carter has to.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm going to react the way I'm going to react.
No, absolutely.
That's not going to change.
Absolutely.
So I understand this stuff is out here. I'm not saying that there's no way it happens. I'm just telling you how I would feel, and I wouldn't do it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, we were talking about the Eagles draft on Thursday, being like, okay, we'll come in the next day, talk about who they, you know, because we're going to be on YouTube because the Phillies are playing. Yeah, we'll talk about who they took at 32. Mm-hmm. Maybe they trade up to 27 or something. Dude, if they were to trade to 4 by trading A.J. Brown, I mean,
it would be the story of the draft.
It would be insane here. I mean, it would be shocking. I guess at this point it has to be less shocking. But
no, because I don't think people really believe it.
Believe it until it would happen.
Yes.
Right. 215-592-9494 on the record Friday. If the Eagles did it, would you be mad or would you understand? Jeremy in Vineland here on WIP. What's up, Jeremy?
Okay, so in my opinion, AJ is the best player on the Eagles, and there's only one thing that happened this offseason where I could see that it'd be okay if AJ left the Eagles, and that would be if the Eagles called up the Steelers and tried to grab George Pickens. By them grabbing DK Metcalf for 2, George Pickens only having one more year on his rookie deal, you got to think, even though they're not publicly saying, they're willing to come off him. But them grabbing DK for 2, you could probably get Pickens for 3. Now, Pickens ain't AJ, but he's AJS, and he still offers that outside threat where they're going to keep 2 safeties high still. So Saquon can still do his thing. If you add a hypothetical like that, then I could maybe entertain the AJ thing, but if we don't make a move like that, nah, I'm not doing it. And another thing, I wouldn't do it. I would hope that we got Travis Hunter, because last year, you seen it wasn't the front that was taking care of business on the defense. It was the secondary, and we still got all our linebackers.
True.
So I would want Travis Hunter, in my mind, to play corner.
Yes. And he would play wide receiver.
Now, I don't think.
How you feel about Pickens, Ike? How you feel about Pickens?
I like Pickens.
That could be and look, we could probably do it for 3 because they got DK for 2. They already, look, Pickens should already be signed right now if they planned on extending him. And you could probably get him for old Smitty money. You could probably get him for 29 or for 20.
He's not getting number one wide receiver money.
So he's probably going to get $25 million, which is a bargain now for a threat like him. You knock off that money, you bring in a top draft pick. When you do something like that, now that'll start making sense on getting rid of AJ. Otherwise, there ain't no way.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Pickens, I don't think there's ever been any question about the talent. He has some maturity issues, I think, sort of going on out there in Pittsburgh. It always seems like something is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's always something going on with him.
And we kind of deal with that with AJ a little
sure.
bit, too. I think the thing that intrigues me the most is he's in the exact same situation as AJ was. No quarterback, still a deep threat.
Right.
I just think that the future is bright with him. I think you plug him in with the Eagles, he might not be AJ, but you're looking at AJF.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be thrilled here, as he's probably going to get the ball a ton, right? Well, I mean,
it's not about getting the ball a ton. It's the fact that the team would want him. I mean, he's about to be partnered up with DK Metcalf, and they still don't have a quarterback. So I'm not seeing the Steelers being a better situation for him.
No. Yeah, I agree, Jeremy. And I do think – and give us your famous redhead, Jeremy.
Oh, come on, man. If you around my age, it's got to be Nicole Kidman, man. There ain't nobody else.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman's a good one. Absolutely.
Yep. I started the name Nicole Kidman first.
Oh, really?
She's the first redhead I've
One of the
of.
First seven you named before you named your own.
It was long-winded.
Yep. 215-592-9494. You know what you should trade? You should trade your old drafty windows and doors for new ones. You should trade. And you don't have to call a team in New England. You can just call Guida. You know, you call them at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. And you have these old drafty windows that are, like, making your energy bills go up. They keep your home value down, and you're a little self-conscious about it. Admit it. Like, it's cold outside, it ends up being cold inside. It's hot outside, it ends up being hot inside. Call Guida. Right now, interest-free financing, 36 months, no money down, and depending on the size of your job, could get up to 72 months. 72 months of no interest, lower energy bills, and you just feel better because your house is worth more, and you've taken care of this big project that you've been putting off. And Guida also, on top of that, is going to give you 20% off every window and 20% off every single door. The financing is subject to credit approval, and there's a minimum purchase required, and there are restrictions. So just do what I did. I'm going to have all my windows and doors replaced by Guida. You can do the same thing. Call 877-GO-GUIDA, get your free in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. You would have to imagine. Well, I guess you don't have to imagine. But you might imagine that if the Eagles did make a trade like this, they may have their eyes on another receiver. I wouldn't know if they would go into the year with these specific receivers if they made the deal.
Right.
Maybe there's a second trade. Or
you're going to need other moves to convince people that
yes.
you're trying to win this year.
Absolutely.
I mean, Jahan Dotson would be the two. Right?
Well,
yes.
He caught a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl.
Well, no, he didn't.
Oh, NFC Championship.
It was underthrown.
Oh, right.
That's why I didn't catch it.
Close to a Super Bowl.
Saquon would have caught a touchdown, too, but that was.
215-592-9494.
I needed that one.
No, I know.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, okay. I don't get any pushback when I bring up the Saquon.
The Saquon stuff, yeah.
I needed that one.
Ernesto in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's good, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Ernesto?
Yo,
Joe San Liquido, man.
Uh-oh.
Where?
Maybe there is an A.J. Brown trade lurking.
I'm looking at Jack on the YouTube. You looking good, man. Yo, Jack, do not play with the camera, bro. I'm around.
Don't play with him.
What?
No, I'll kill him.
Bro, I need you to, man. We around. I think you like 4 or 5 years older than me, bro. Please, the camera gives like 5'9 energy, bro.
He does have 5'9 energy, yeah.
You feel me? Just back him down, bro. Take him to the holes. Don't play with your food, man. Just kill him, all right? I don't know about the tennis and the
I've never really been a post player, but I'm going to be in the post against the camera for sure.
Please, man, because I feel like you're going to start shooting threes and mids and start breaking.
I am wet from downtown. Everyone knows that.
Bro, don't play with your food, man. But you already know I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm praying to God himself that this trade happens.
I'm sure you are.
I'm on my knees praying because this little run that y'all on – King started in 2022 when AJ came, and it's been horrible. It's been miserable. But let's be realistic here. It's not happening, man. To get from 32 to top five, it's not just going to be AJ. It's going to be AJ and additional picks. Maybe another one next year. It's going to be two or one of the threes or the fours.
That's basically a second-round pick.
Essentially, but it's going to take more. You got to make up so many points from 32 to the top five that I highly doubt on how we feel comfortable giving up AJ, just AJ alone. But if you really look at this, the people, this trade tells you who has trust in Jaylen. The people who are willing to get rid of AJ are comfortable with him just leaving. The people that want to hold on to AJ know that Jaylen's a liability, know that Jaylen is not enough to take y'all to work.
It's not that he's a liability. I know he needs AJ. I don't care. I don't have any shame in saying that. Hold up. I don't have any shame in saying my quarterback needs a top three wide receiver. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But you have Smitty. Smitty not a one. Don't they call him Skinny Batman? Don't they call him a one?
I love Smitty. Right. He's a nice compliment to AJ. But he's not. I don't think he's a top three receiver in the league.
And I get that. Yeah. But you got to understand, AJ. Without AJ, Jaylen was 9-8. 9-8 was his ceiling.
Yeah.
We saw what he was without AJ. AJ, yeah. I'm not going to lie. AJ unlocked him to another level. But this trade shows who really believes in Jaylen, who really does wants AJ here.
You and your little divide and conquer nonsense, that's not going to work. This is reverse psychology. This is you trying to say, well, if you really believed in the quarterback, you'd be okay with letting your three-time All-Pro wide receiver go.
Is that how goofy that sounds?
No, that sounds goofy. No, because I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. I'm not trying to prove how great Jaylen is. I'm trying to go win another Super Bowl. The more he stacks up Super Bowls.
Listen.
Don't be mad because your team can't do what we do. You try to. It's too bad your quarterback doesn't play well in the biggest moments. Mm-hmm. Your quarterback has had a ton of talent around him throughout his career, whether it was throw up the X. Who am I thinking
of?
Dez Bryant.
Prime Zeke.
Amari Cooper. Prime Zeke. CeeDee Lamb. Brandon Cooks when he could still play.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how many players did your quarterback need around him, and he still couldn't get it done?
All those losses that we have, how many were 30-plus loss? How many were 25-plus loss? You can't win a game when your defense is giving 25, 30.
You also can't win a game when you throw two pick sixes in the first half and three interceptions.
When you're down 21-0.
Not against the Packers. What happened against the Packers?
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about. Yes.
You have the ball. When you're down 21-0, that literally makes
you. But hold on, though. But here's, you know how you also get down 21-0?
What's up?
Because, you know, in football, when the other team scores, you get a chance to score.
I get that, but it's not.
So hold on, you get down. But what I'm saying is, though,
100%.
I agree, but you got to score points. And when you contribute to the 21-0 by throwing pick sixes, you can't blame the defense. Like, Dak Prescott threw pick sixes in that game against the Packers, right?
He threw one pick six.
I thought it was two. Was it one?
He threw the one that went made him up 21 right before half.
Okay. But he threw three interceptions, though, right?
I know, but we are.
Hold on, you're a Cowboys fan trying to give us advice about our quarterback, and you're really trying to sneak diss our quarterback. So I got to come back to your quarterback. You're trying to tell me that we don't believe in our quarterback because we don't want to get rid of AJ Brown. How much do you believe in your quarterback?
I believe in my. No. I believe in my man. I have faith in my man.
Oh, my ass.
Fuck yourself. Came in first time in the radio. He said he's not elite after he took y'all to the Super Bowl.
Listen, I'm working on Spike. I understand he has a blind spot.
Don't move the goalposts.
I told you, divide and conquer is what he's doing.
No, not on this show.
Dak Prescott's not elite either. So.
I never said he's elite. He's top 12.
Congratulations!
He consistently throws 4,000 passes.
Amazing.
4,000 yards.
How many playoff wins? How many Super Bowl appearances?
This was Jaylen's best playoff.
How many NFC championship games? We'd have been in the Super Bowl thrice already with Jaylen.
Daniel Jones and Christian McCaffrey.
I know, and he didn't make the Pro Bowl last year. We all know this with Jalen.
This was his best playoff run. But come on. Like, let's be real. Like, let's be, don't be OG's disciple. Let's be real.
It's not about being OG disciple. And listen,
I'll
get my backup and defend my quarterback when a non-Eagles fan definitely is in here trying to diss.
Yeah.
It's bad enough I got to deal with in-house stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, not on this show.
All I'm saying is if you guys get rid of AJ, you know defense is going to load the box, and it's going to be over for Saquon. Nobody's going to...
Yes, I agree.
All right. Do you have a famous redhead to give us, Ernesto?
Danny Bonaducci.
That is a good one.
You should have said Jason Garrett.
I work with Mr. Bonaducci. So did Taz. Taz worked with Danny Bonaducci, too.
Did you call him Mr. Bonaducci?
No. The Twitter
you should have said Jason Garrett. The
Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, what do you think the response is here? Would you think the Eagles still have a chance to win the Super Bowl next season if A.J. Brown was not on the team? Yes or no?
No.
What do you think the number's at?
100%.
71.5.
A lot of homers in that. Yeah.
A lot of homers in there.
Well, we have a good guy to talk about this with next. Todd McShay joins us on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Hey, see Joe Conklin at St. Matt's in Conshohocken on September. Saturday, April 26th. Not September, April 26th. And it's benefiting the Plymouth White Marsh baseball team. You know where you get your tickets at? JoeConklin.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.